I know I sound very dramatic right now, but yeah. So yeah. Hi guys. This is me, Chinasa Kasmere. I am the host of Describe Podcast, and I have not picked up a mic to ideally record a podcast in like maybe 5 months. I have had episodes where I recorded with people, but I've not done a personal episode on my own, and it's been a whole lot of drama. It feels like I was in a roller coaster of thoughts, inactions, actions that feels like, oh, I didn't do enough. But here I am. I just thought of this and I was like, I think it's important for me to actually record a podcast. The year 2023 is a great year. We have not even come into it, but it's really going to be a great year. It's going to be a year where I would do a lot of things. I won't just write down things and not do them, but it would just be a great year. I promise you that as you listen to this, you'd come back in the year 2023 and say, that girl said it and she did it. And you would feel very proud of me because I will do everything I say I will do. So let's talk about the year 2022. So I wrote down all of the months, the 12 months. I broke them down and I wrote what I did, what I can recall happened to me, the significant events that happened to me in the year 2022. And this is a rundown of what happened, and it's going to be a very emotional episode because I feel like I might cry. But I won't cry to my listeners because you guys are the best. Even if I currently feel like I have zero listeners, I need to start working again to build that up. In January 2022, I clocked the age 20, and it was a beautiful month. I did so much. So in case you don't know, I am an entrepreneur, entrepreneur, as some people will say, or entrepreneur. So yes, I am an entrepreneur and I sell zobo, sometimes I sell cocktails, sometimes I sell fruit salad, parfait, you name it. As far as a drink or something that doesn't really need to go through the fire, I make it really nice and good. So I just used to sell my stuff, take my things to school to sell it, and it was good. It was going good. It was going really, really good. I was earning a whole lot because I was making money every day. But I was getting so tired. I was getting so stressed. I didn't have help. I would take like bottles every day to school to sell. Sometimes I have to look for people to buy. Sometimes they'll finish immediately I bring them to school. Sometimes it would not finish. It was just a whole lot of drama. I won't even lie. It was a whole lot. Then February came and I failed a course in school. And then I did a recourse. Like, I just felt like all of the money I was trying to make was useless because I was trying to make money so I could be balanced, balance my school life and my social life so I could afford the simple and the basic things I needed. But when I got news that I failed the course, I almost died. I literally almost died. Okay, not literally, but I felt like I almost died. I was in my house, and I think I was like in my house for like 4 days. I don't think I was going out. People were seeing me, like I was talking to my friends, but I wasn't thinking straight. I was still doing the normal things, but I wasn't thinking straight. I was just crying to myself because I've never really failed a course, like even in secondary school, primary school. I just get E, maybe D, but F? Nah, that was too much. That was too much drama. That was too much drama for me. I felt like a total failure. Like, that shit drained me, like, psychologically. I was almost going crazy. So I want to get a first class. I want to come out with a first class. And because I didn't take my school as a priority, that felt like it spoiled my chances of getting a first class. And my results weren't so good. And when I asked myself why, I felt like I did not prioritize school again. So it was really, really, really painful because I really like school. Like, I want to really be done with school. I would still do like more education programs. Definitely not in Nigeria. I live in Nigeria, so it won't be in Nigeria. So it was just really, really painful. It took a toll on me. Like, so school was still in session. So my plan was that I was going to stop taking my Zobo to school. I wasn't going to do anything business. I was just really going to focus on my books. That was my plan. I won't even lie to you. That was my plan. So, ASUU happened. And ASUU spoiled my plan. So ASUU, I don't even know if I know the full meaning of ASUU right now. Just the staff, what did they call them? Academic staff. Academic staff university union. I mean, university. Oh, bro, I'm so sorry. I don't know what it is. I'm so sorry, guys. I swear I knew what it was one time. But yeah. So before I tell you about March, I want to give you an embarrassing gist. When the year started, I think sometime in maybe January, I wrote down lists and goals of things I wanted to do. Like, I wrote down a bunch of things and I'm going to read them down. And I just want you to know that I did almost none. I put them on stick notes and I put them on my wall. And I took them down in the month of, I think, November or December. But I'll just read it to you. Buy that fridge, 120k. Save 10k monthly for it. By December, you have 120k. I didn't do it. I didn't buy the fridge. Get that blog working. Pay someone. I got the blog working, but I didn't pay anybody to run it. So that's not totally it. Grow my business social media account. So I went through this goal with someone, and the person was like, I tried a bit. I don't think so. I don't really think so. Release a podcast every week. Ha ha ha. Laughs in Spanish. I didn't do that. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and its righteousness, and every other thing shall be added to you. Matthew 6:33. I didn't seek the kingdom of God first. There was one. I put February goals, week 1, week 2, week 3, week 4. So it meant that I was supposed to write a goal for every week. Then if I do it, I'll take it. I didn't do any. This is such a hard episode. Take care of your hair. It's your crown of feminine splendor. So make it beautiful. Protect it. Give it love. Show its perfect touch. Because it's yours and deserves love. Buy that hair product. I didn't buy hair product until the month of November. I didn't take care of the hair. I can't. Let me just say somewhat. Show up for school every fucking day. I don't know if I did. Like, I can't tell. I did on some days. I did not do on some days. So, no. There's no profit without recording sales. Record. I didn't really do it. I did, but it wasn't what I was rooting for. Get that Polaroid. Figure out how much 2022 gifts to yourself. Well, I couldn't give to myself a Polaroid. In 2022, give. Like you never did, more than you received to the poor, to your loved ones, family, to your friends, to that cause that doesn't benefit you, cause you can give. I did give to the poor. I don't know if I'll call them the poor. I give to random people at different points in my life. I give to my loved ones. I give to my family. I think I give to my friends. I feel like they might not call it giving, but I did. I think I give to a cause that doesn't benefit me. And I think I did. I think this is one thing I did. Save 15k monthly. Ha ha ha. Holabalu. I did not do that. I mean, if I did, I would have been a rich girl. Develop 4 new skills. Copywriting, graphic designing, French, podcasting. I don't know if I would say I did copywriting, but nah, none of them. The Book of Thomas, February read. I actually read... The Book of Thomas, but I didn't understand it. So that was like part of my goals for the month of February. Then the next one was Smell So Beautiful Like Rihanna. Then I put a love, like heart sign. Then I put Laughing My Ass Out. I think I tried. I didn't smell as beautiful as Rihanna. I mean, I've never smelled Rihanna, but I didn't smell as beautiful as Rihanna, and oh, I guess, but I smell as beautiful as Chinasa. Oh, did you guys get that right? Write down monthly goals. Do them. I didn't write down monthly goals. I didn't do them. The ones I wrote, I didn't do them. There was one again that I had in 2022, love. I thought that one because I never had the opportunity to. Then, I mean, I did have the opportunity to, but I felt like love just cheated me at some point and left me heartbroken. So I tore it. Then there was one again, do some research. I didn't do it. Then the final one is somehow still on my wall. Is you want to be a barrister, so read. Yeah. So I only did it when it was time for my exam. And I feel like it's fair enough because I wasn't doing it before. So yeah, I think I read that sometime in either January or February. And the plan was to look back in December to see if I actually did any of those things. But you can tell. I don't feel like a failure. I just feel like a dreamer. It feels like a rhyme. I'm going to write it down. I don't feel like a failure. I just feel like a dreamer. So I'm a dreamer that doesn't know how to execute, and it's bad. So in March 2022, I got to go to the Root Hub. I needed to take myself away from my house. I needed to not be idle. So I looked for an internship with the Root Hub. And the Root Hub gave me a gift that I feel like if I didn't go there, I would never meet. It gave me the gift of people. Like knowing that you could have somebody by your side. That's just what it really did to me. Like, I didn't learn the graphic design I would have learned there. I did content development. I didn't feel like it was effective enough. I did manage a Twitter handle page for a while. But I just feel like they gave me more. They gave me the people. Like, we could see ourselves as in maybe we are good, maybe financially good, or maybe not financially good. But there was love. And that was important. Because every day I would show up there. And even in the days when I was depressed and nobody knew, and I was still at the Hub, I would just hug a few persons and say hi to them and say hello to them and crack some jokes with them and go and eat food with them at the park. It gave me the gift of people. So yeah, that happened in March. So I was still in April 2022. I was still at the Root Hub. I was enjoying it. Then in May, I got depressed. Sometime in May, towards the end of May, I really got depressed. Nobody knew, nobody could tell, but like I wasn't okay. I wasn't really, really fine. I was going through a whole lot. I was thinking so much, thinking about what I could do with my life, thinking about how my life ought to be, what it ought to be. Like, I was just thinking. It was a whole lot of thoughts. In June, I started becoming confused, but something very serious happened to me in June. So in April, when the month of April ended, I made plans for the month of May. And I think that was why I was really depressed in the month of May. I made plans in the month of May that I was going to do a lot of things. Like, I was going to be very intentional with my life in the month of May. And I didn't do any of those things again in the month of May. But in the month of June, I was confused. Instead of just sulking about the things I couldn't do in the month of May, I now started writing. And I wrote like for almost every blessed day. Then at the end of the month of June, I celebrated the things I could do. And that was like one of the best months of the year 2022. Like, I needed to write every day, and I couldn't write every day, but I think I wrote for 20 days the month of June. And I recorded a podcast. I think I recorded like 4 podcast episodes that month. I felt really good. I finished my course. I finished some of my courses. And again, the Root Hub gave me this opportunity whereby I could like take Google courses. So I think I finished my courses. And I don't know. I just really felt really good that I was finishing my Google courses. I don't use those courses, like the certificates. Nah, I'm not using them right now. But I think in that month of May and April, I was just playing and enjoying the Root Hub, loving the people there. If I could only pinpoint one thing I did, it was just those courses, April and May. And it was good. It was good enough. At some point, I rushed them, but it was good. In July, I traveled to the village and I saw my family. That was like one of the most important things that happened to me. Then I started changing the look of my house in July. I bought a bed. Before, my bed, my mattress used to be on the floor. But I bought a bed. I've always wanted to own a bed. Like, that's one thing I've always wanted. So I did that in the month of July. I got some money. I did that. And I set up, like, I set up real good. Not real good, but the difference is so, like, evident from what it was in the month of July. I really, really enjoyed my family. We spent like maybe 5 days together in my village, but it was really, really fun. It wasn't even up to 5 days. It was just literally like 3 or 4 days. It was just so fun. I don't know, like, there was just so much love that I harnessed in that trip. Then in August, I traveled back to Abuja. In August, I got heartbroken. Yeah, August was the month I got heartbroken. Like, even the person I got heartbroken with doesn't really know that that was the month, but that was, like, I keep saying it. I keep saying stuff like, oh, the month of August, that was when this happened. Like, that was it, child. In the month of August was the month I got heartbroken. September, I was at home. I felt like I was wasting my life at home. I was so mad. I wasn't making any money. I wasn't doing anything. So, like, when I started going to the Root Hub, I wasn't making so much money, but I had money sustaining me. I don't even know how. Money just sustained me. Like, I had personal money sustaining me. Sometimes I'll go for events. I sure could figure shit out. In the month of September, I was crazy. I didn't have money. I was literally living on my family members, and I didn't want to do that. So if I could get depressed in the month of September, I probably would have. But I think 7 kept me going. So 7 is my nephew. And because I always saw my nephew, I just really felt happy. I was just so happy. I saw him every day, that almost every day, that even if I was going through so much pain, I was okay seeing him. I was okay playing with him. I was just okay being in love with him. So he was such a baby, and I used to hug him. I was okay hugging him. Now he's 1 year old. All of those things, they did matter to me so much. But my house was so crazy. I went back to Kaduna State. In the month of October, I did something. I started a documentary. I literally documented a training, which I have refused to edit. But yeah, I did that. And it was like the best period of my life, because I wanted to make a documentary about something. And I got to be able to make it. I'm just here to release it. In the month of August also, I made a documentary of a friend. I'm just here to release it. In the month of August or September, I also started my YouTube channel. That was one crazy thing that I never saw myself do, but I did it. So before I traveled to Abuja, I recorded like multiple videos of me in my house trying to start YouTube. And I never released it because I wasn't confident enough. But one day, I just sat in my house and took out my phone. I was in Abuja at that time. And I just recorded a YouTube video. And I edited it and I put it on YouTube. And it was so amazing. It was so, so, so amazing. Like, oh my God. It was so amazing. People liked the video. I loved everything about it. Totally. In the month of October, I got to do a documentary. In the month of November, the month of October also I wrote. So from the month of August, I tried writing. I started writing consistently almost every day. Almost every day. I didn't do so for some days, but I tried. In the month of October, I had to take a chill pill with writing every day because I was going out for 2 weeks straight up for the documentary. So it was taking a whole toll on me. Like, when I got home, I needed to rest. I needed to just eat and sleep, cook for my parents. All of those things. It was just so, so, so much. So I needed to rest. in the month of November, I came back to Uyo. I live in Uyo. I school in Akwa Ibom, Uyo State. So I came back and I needed to write my exams. So I couldn't do anything. I had to take away myself from the whole creative point. Like, I didn't write. I didn't do anything. I didn't make videos. I didn't make podcasts. I didn't do any of those things. But something very tremendous happened. So in October, I started reading before I came back home. If I came back to you, I bought books, like self-development books, and I started reading. And I fell in love with the idea of developing myself, like intentionally putting a leg down, putting a foot down, and developing myself. And that was like the best thing that happened to me. That was actually the best thing that happened to me in the month of October. Yeah. In the month of November, I had to write my exams. My exams went really well. Like, even if I fail again, I'll be happy. Do you know why? Because I put my head down and my neck down and I read my books. That was like the best feeling ever. It made me remember that I wanted to be a lawyer. I know Nigeria is a fucked up country, but we are all fucked up people. In the month of December, I lost friends. I felt like I lost a friend, not to death, but like a relationship with a friend just got broken. Funny things, I never got heartbroken about that, but I still feel it sometimes, just randomly. But I feel like it's all important for my growth, because we're all at different points in our lives, and it's important to recognize that. And that's enough of that gist. In the month of December, I feel like I did a lot of reckless shit. I was taking a lot of vices. I was doing a lot of things. Just know that vices, myself and vices, we were twins. If that works that way. So it was really, really crazy. The month of December, we're not done with it, but it got crazy. And in the month of December, I somehow settled in into myself. I've always been like an extrovert, but I like to give people sometimes online this impression that I'm an introvert. But I just started tweeting more. I started doing things I used to do before. I don't know why, but I just stopped. I stopped making videos of myself. I stopped dancing to music on videos. And I used to love doing that. But I started again. I met a lot of... Jesus Christ. I met a lot of boys this December. Bro, fine boys, stupid boys, crazy young ass niggers, horny boys. I met a lot of boys. I don't know, man. God. Crazy, 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 crazy bullshit. Totally crazy. But yes, then I did something very important. So I saved up money. I saved up about 55k. I tried to invest it in a business in the month of December, and I feel like I almost lost it all. So I had like 30k remaining, and I decided to invest it in myself. So one day like that, I went out and I spent 30k. I bought a power bank. I bought two new pouches. I bought an extension box. I bought a speaker. I bought a broom. So there are these long brooms I've always wanted to buy. I bought a broom. What else did I... Like, I didn't buy so much. I think I bought a book. But, like, I just bought things I always wanted. I always buy things I need, not things I want. You get? And I spent all my money till I had just 2K left. And I felt satisfied. Don't do this at home, kids. Don't do this at home, kids. Don't do this at home, kids. So, why am I doing this episode, really? That's the question. Why am I doing this episode? Why am I telling you this story? I already said I want you to come back and be proud of me in the year 2023. Like, you'll be so fucking proud. Excuse me. You literally, like, beat your chest and say, I know that girl. If you know me now, hold me well. I'm not even bluffing. Like, I am bluffing. If you know me now, hold me well. Because 2023 is not bluff. It's not just writing things and not doing them. It's not just here. Like, there are dreams that are so bigger than I am. That's the thing. That's the thing. I have so many dreams that's so bigger than I am. And in 2023, I'll start to actualize them. And it'll be crazy because my dreams are bigger than I am. I know it's crazy for me to say my dreams are bigger than I am, but they are, but I would carry them. That's the thing. They are bigger than I am, but I would carry them. I would carry those dreams because I could close my eyes and envision them. Funny thing is, I didn't even envision some. They just came to me like in a trance. And it's crazy. It's a very crazy thing. So 2023, I know I'll still procrastinate, but I would not. I know I could still write things down and not do them, but I would not. I know I could list out a bunch of things I want to do, but I would not. But I would just do. Like, it would be so much change. And this is going to be a testimony. I said all of these things to the public, in the public sphere, and I did them. Like, I might even come monthly and just fill you guys in with what I want to do. Because you all are my family. Maybe not really, but if you ever take time to listen to this, it means that you're my family. You understand me. You know me. Like, you know me to an extent. So, yeah. 2022 has come to an end. If you were like me and you didn't do anything, don't sit down and sulk. God forbid. God forbid that you enter the year 2023 and sulk. What? God forbid. Like, God forbid that. God forbid that you say, oh my God, I wish I could. You can. And you would. Do you get it? If you want to start that YouTube, start it. If you want to write, write. If you want to see that boy, go and see that boy. If you want to be a girlfriend, be a girlfriend. If you want to be a whore, be a whore. If you want to be a hoe, be a hoe. Do you get? So do those things. Like, don't be afraid. Like, 2023 is yet to put your legs down and do the fucking things you need to do. Like, that is what the year 2023 is really about. Doing. Like, it's about you doing everything. Because you first of all dreamt. See, you slept on those things that you said that you could do and you didn't do them. Wake up. Like, you saw them. You had all those things pasted on your walls. You had all those reminders. You had your calendar telling you, it's time to do this, it's time. In 2023, do them. And this is a note to self. Like, bro, this is a note to myself. Like, this is a note to myself. You want to make new friends? Go out and offer them the gift of friendship. You want to change? Give yourself the gift of change. You want to be in love with God? Give yourself the gift of God's love. Do you understand? Everything is literally in your hands. You want to be a fucking first class student? Bend your back down and read. There's no time to be woke. There's no time to be mellow. There's no time to pat your back down and pretend like it's okay. No, not the year 2023. Do you get? I know it seems like I'm shouting at you. But I'm not shouting. I'm not shouting, no. I just came to tell you my mind. Whatever you want to do, do it. The world might not understand it. The world might not see it. The world might not like it. The world might not accept it. Just do it. Do you know why? Because in the next 5 years, when you look back, you could see that you did. The next 10 years, when you look back, you'd see that you did. And I'm so proud that this day, we start this new season with this episode. So I just need to fill you guys in on something. So Describe is a two-way show. There are some podcast episodes that would be on YouTube and some will just be audio based. So it's important that you always check YouTube and you always check this platform. So Describe is a two-way platform. Sometimes we have just audio shit, sometimes we have videos. So in 2023, what did I say? Do it. I love you, and this is Describe. Do the fucking thing you want to do. Bye, guys. Drop a comment.